with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Friday. This is how Chris gets loose.
This is how he celebrates.
Plays the song. Go ahead, pull it up.
Well, not yet. Here, I'll do it. Yeah!
You know it's genius!
Nothing says Friday my head like yeah. Chris and Miley Cyrus.
Moving my hips like yeah.
Moving your hips like yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's very scary.
Everybody loves it.
I don't know if everybody does.
Oh, you all-time rockers love Miley.
We've been doing classic rock bumpers all day. It's been going swimmingly. And then we, you know, have this. And it brings me down. But the people have spoken. We get a lot of positive texts on it.
Well, Craig, you can't break tradition.
No. It is our tradition like no other. Look at the text machine. It's just scrolling.
The people love it.
Jeez. Oh.
We have a real controversy going on, though, from the Christmas movies.
I know, and I knew it was going to happen. No. I knew it was going to happen.
This is about Die Hard. I'm turning off my microphone.
Well, no, inevitably. Is or is not Die Hard a Christmas movie?
And no. I got to give props to Sarasota Chuck because he texted in and said,
"Yes,
whoa, is it really a Christmas list if you don't have Die Hard?
Well, you can't get every movie. I mean, it's not just Die. You can't get
all every Die Hard does is take place at a company Christmas party, and then that's it.
Die Hard.
Thank you.
Then all hell breaks loose.
Well, is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Why?
Closer.
No. I believe the party takes place on the 23rd in Die Hard. See, I'm one of those. I know it's gray area here. But I'm one of those that gets a little tingly for Die Hard around Christmas.
No, and you don't.
Not to mention the fact, after...
how do you get tingly about a movie where people are blowing each other up?
After McClane breaks the neck of the blonde guy, one of the first terrorists he catches, mm-hmm. and ties him to the chair, drops him down the elevator shaft. It's very Christmassy on the sweatshirt. He wrote, ho, ho, ho. And it's a ho, 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 now I have a machine gun.
It's not a Christmas movie, though.
Ho, 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 on the dead terrorist as he drops him down the elevator shaft.
New
it's
rule.
A very moving movie.
Nope, new rule. You cannot have a machine gun and a Christmas movie.
Sure you can.
Probably true.
You have a Christmas story.
You can have a BB gun.
That's what I said, machine gun.
Yep,
I was very specific with that.
Let me ask you something this. It's been years since I've seen Die Hard.
Thank you, Margaritaville. It is an action movie that takes place during Christmas.
Now, let me ask you this. This may sway me.
Great movie.
The bumper music or the soundtrack of Die Hard.
Yeah.
Is there any Christmas jingle to that?
Yes, there's a Christmas rap song by Run DMC beginning. Yes, it does.
That doesn't count.
Yes, at the very end. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, I think by Perry Como is at the end.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, the weather outside is bright. Yes. Mm. There's several Christmas songs in that way. It's a Christmas movie.
When you think Christmas, you think Hans Gruber.
Hello. This is Alan Rickman.
So you're telling me if you had to select a movie, sit the family down by the fire.
Die Hard's not on the list.
Have some popcorn, chill out, bring in the kids. It's Die Hard? No, I think not.
I think it's not for that purpose.
Yeah, Drake fan, there is a machine gun in Home Alone, but it's on a movie that the kid is watching.
Right. You felt the animal.
And he's using it to scare away the bad guy with the sound of the machine gun.
If you say Home Alone is a Christmas movie, then Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
I don't say that Home
There's
Alone
more
is
violence
a Christmas
in Home
music,
Alone than there is
or
in Die
Christmas
Hard.
Music. Christmas violent, movie.
That kid Rex Havoc. There's more violence in Home Alone than there is in Die
By
Hard.
The way, you see Taylor Swift dropped a new Christmas song yesterday.
No, is it any good?
By Christmas song standards?
Yes.
It's a good new Christmas song. If you don't like Taylor Swift, you're not going to like
she's
it.
All right.
Like, I can't.
I like Taylor
now,
Swift.
Does she own the rights to this song?
Unlike the other ones?
Because that's a big thing with her right now. This is something new? All right. You've heard it. You like it?
I'm not a big fan of Christmas music.
I love classic old Christmas music.
I don't care.
I don't like it when more recent stuff.
I don't care what it is. I'm not a big fan of it, but I can see how if you like Christmas music, it works.
Okay.
It's got the jingle bells in the background. It sounds very similar
it's
to Mariah Carey's
yeah, All I Want for Christmas.
Other than that song right there, which I like a lot. I mean, when the John Lennons and the Bruce Springsteens and all that are doing their Christmas, I don't like that
how
stuff.
How do you not like Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Because you hate Bruce Springsteen.
With Springsteen?
That's a classic.
No, I like the old version. I don't like Springsteen doing it. It's horrible. God.
It is not horrible. It's an absolute classic.
You have this man love for Bruce Springsteen.
I don't. That is a classic.
Other than Tom Brady.
Skinner didn't do Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You would like to be in a Tom Brady Bruce Springsteen sandwich.
If Leonard Skinner did a Santa Claus is Coming to Town or White Christmas,
I wouldn't listen to it.
You would be all over
no,
it.
No, you're dead wrong.
Oh,
as usual. You're wrong. Please. No, I wouldn't. It's not Christmas.
Everybody loves Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Not everybody.
And occasionally he will sing it when it's, occasionally in concert, he will sing it in the summer or something like that. He has been known to do that.
Dreadful.
Oh, it's fantastic. What are you, nuts?
No.
Crazy.
I have a much different taste
than
you.
God.
Mine's good and yours is whacked.
Oh, please. What's your favorite Christmas song? Let me guess. White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
I put it up there.
Guy sounds like he's taking a dump. He's kind of...
No, he doesn't sound anything like that. You've proven twice this last hour you can't sing or squat. I almost swore on the radio just right there. I almost swore. Like Jerry Jones.
Just like the one I
time now for a SportsCenter update. Please, God, help me. Chris, go.
I'm not stepping
go.
On this.
Step.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, tonight we kick off championship week in college football. The Pac-12 starts it with the 11-1 Utah Utes.
Those Utes.
Take on the 10-2 Oregon Ducks. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. The Everblades are in action tonight. They host the South Carolina Stingrays at Hertz Arena. If you want to listen to the game, 7:70 a.m. starting at 7:15. And the New York Knicks have fired coach David Fizdale after starting the season 4-18.
Swisher Bake has sent a picture of a tattoo with Baby Yoda holding a white claw. Is this? That's.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
No laws.
I don't want to see it.
It says 2019 year in review tattoo.
No,
Baby Yoda.
They got to somehow work in there the disappointment of the final season of Game of Thrones for the true 2019 year in review.
Fact.
I haven't seen episode 5 yet. Do that maybe later tonight.
All right. Now, as Pete almost
made
me...
I do like Bing Crosby, Do You Hear What I Hear? That is one of my favorites, the way he does it.
I like all the post-World War II 1940s classics.
I do, too. I do, too, most of them.
All right, now...
But Elvis sings out of the side of his mouth, though, with Santa Claus, Here Comes...
That's a great song.
But not the way he does. He's like singing out of the side of his mouth.
It's the way Elvis does it. Elvis was fat. He had a little extra
roll. Not that he wasn't.
I like Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, I love Jingle Bell Rock, yeah.
By Brenda Lee?
I don't know who sings it. I like Jingle Bell Rock.
I like Pearl Ives' version better, who also sings,
Rudolph.
Silver and Golden Rudolph. But the other
Pearl Ives is fantastic.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. That's one of my favorites, too.
Which I believe just cracked the top 20 for the first time. Like, it's never been a hit, but now it is all these years after his death.
How is it not a hit?
I was stunned when
I
heard it.
You hear it every other minute
I was
during
stunned.
Christmas season.
Absolutely stunned.
What song is this?
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Well, I think it was Holly Jolly. It was one of the Burl Ives songs.
Yeah, that. And
that's a great song,
Silver
too.
Silver Gold came off the Rudolph thing, which
you don't
hear much
of. You
know
that's a really good newer Christmas album? It came out probably 5-6 years ago, is Michael Bublé. That guy's got talent.
Yeah.
Well, he's a crooner, not a singer. That helps.
Is that it?
Well,
yeah.
So does Josh Groban. Josh Groban doing All Holy Night.
Josh Groban,
I don't know,
very good.
I don't know. I don't know of a prettier version of a Christmas song than Josh Groban doing All Holy Night. I think that's at the top of the list.
It's not bad.
For me.
It's not bad.
And it's an awesome, I love that song.
All right, in the Christmas spirit,
anyway.
Pete Shepard got me so riled up, I almost swore on the radio. So did Jerry Jones this morning.
I don't like your attitude, boy.
So the Cowboys were embarrassed by the Bears on Thursday Night Football. Jerry Jones did an interview, his local weekly hit, with 104.3, the fan in Dallas.
105.3.
I haven't gotten it right all day.
Doesn't matter.
You've gone 104.5, 104.7, and 104.3.
You got it surrounded somewhere on the dial. Anyway, the audio version we have is a little weird. It's sped up a little bit, so it sounds like they're on helium.
Yeah.
But you get the gist. Let's take a listen. This is this morning.
Defensive effort, good enough, though. We're joined now by Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself. Okay? We're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
Settle down.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry.
A lot to go over. Not going with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning. And I don't like your attitude. Come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's ask some questions.
All right.
That kind of question.
Who gets
the patience to jack with you today? I love it. What was it that set him off? The are you embarrassed question?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he all of a sudden thought that
he was being baited. Well, sorry, Jerry. You know,
I don't know what the relationship is. All I know is he is on that station weekly for as long as I can remember.
They must pay him a crap load.
Sure.
Hey, you want to play? You got to pay the piper.
I mean, honestly, like what? Even like $1,000 appearance, that's not making a difference for Jerry. I think Jerry likes hearing
$1,000 appearance.
I'll bet you this.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't care how much money it is.
Yeah,
I can promise you
$5,000 in appearance.
Right,
he's getting probably I would at minimum $250,000 a year for
the season.
Do you know how much we used to pay Belichick and Brady?
No, I don't.
That's where it starts with these
really?
Shows. That yes,
well, I would think
you got robbed then.
I would think for a guy like Jerry Jones though, who does his own press conference after the game, likes to have his voice out there as the face of the Cowboys, might say,
yeah,
I'll do this.
Right.
But I guess he could just buy his own radio station and have his own show if he wanted to.
Coaches shows in major Division I and in NFL, NBA, especially NFL players, when you get a player for weekly appearance, you get coaches for a weekly appearance. I don't care what market you're in. It is big bucks. Big
it's a sweet
bucks.
Gig. You could live off of that. And then not touch your,
I mean,
your
you
money.
Think, I mean, you think Roy Williams for his weekly radio stuff or his just weekly television show, he gets paid a lot of money.
Honestly, I thought that it would probably be included in a contract.
In college, it is.
Not
in
usually. College,
it is because you'll see coaches, like their base salary will be lower than you think, but then they throw in the TV and the radio that they do.
Well, that's just it. And a lot of guys.
By the way, Tom Allen just signed for 7 years and $24 million. A lot of that's radio and TV money built in.
A lot of times you're making more money as a coach on the shoe contracts that you have as opposed to your actual salary.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all tied in. But it is big bucks to get, you know, coaches and players to commit on a weekly basis.
All right. So that was a big discussion earlier today. Could you pull up O.J. Simpson, who tweeted? Yeah. We normally do this at 3:45. He had a tweet out 4 hours ago. He's got all the fixes and the problems for the Dallas Cowboys, so it's relevant to last night's game. He'll also tie it into his fantasy football as well. But O.J. Okay. O.J. Simpson, 4 hours ago, tweeting out all the fixes for the Cowboys.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Going to talk a little more fantasy football. Watched that game last night, and it was kind of personally upsetting. The guy I'm playing against, I ran Dak Prescott, and he's feeling good about himself, another 300-yard game. But so what? They were meaningless. It's in the parlance of fantasy football, they were like junk yards.
Compiler.
Those yards in the second quarter, and third quarter. They come when the game is virtually over. I didn't understand last night. In the beginning, I say Zeke is going to run for 200 yards.
Yeah.
But then it seems as if they're looking for an excuse to stop running him. If he gains 2 yards on first down, well, guess what? We got a pass now. Feature Zeke. Feature the runners. The two teams that have come out of nowhere this year, from last year to this year, Baltimore and the 49ers, they run the football. Lamar could throw 450 yards. So what? They run the football and play defense. The 49ers could have Case Keenum or Cousins or anybody quarterback them. They run the ball and they play defense, and they would have the same record no matter who
Case
played
Keenum.
Last year we had the genius that the Rams were. That was until Gurley got hurt. After Gurley got hurt and couldn't play, at least couldn't play the way he started in the first 10 games, they went on to score 3 points in the Super Bowl. All I'm saying is feature the run. Run the football. And play defense. The way the Cowboys tackled last night, back in my day, we'd be scrimmaging today. Hey,
back
coach, put them
day.
On the tackling dummies. That was horrible. I'm just saying. Run the ball and tackle. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you, Juice. He sends his holiday best.
How about the video the day of him dancing?
Oh, yeah, for those that don't know, TMZ caught the video. He was dancing because we had him on. We ran the Twitter feed, and he was wearing like a not a ski mask, but it was a ski hat. It was a knit hat. I wonder if it was the same one he used on the night where he, you know, allegedly killed two people. But then he was wearing it later that day in the club, dancing with two tall blondes, kind of his type. Mm. If you're a woman, why would? What would make you go within 5 feet of that guy?
It's Juice.
No.
It's the Juice. Good Lord. I'd be scared to death to be in the presence of him. You know, that temper snaps. Boom.
Yeah, yep. But you're at a club.
Yeah, but you know what happens after the club. He probably wants to hang out with him some more. Oh, goodness gracious. All right.
Yeah, so, I know what happens after the club.
Depends.
I guess it kind of depends. Yeah. Exactly. All right, let's pivot to some college football, if you don't mind. We've got some conference championships. In fact, tonight, we've got the Pac-12 championship, Utah and Oregon, here on 99.3 ESPN. Tomorrow, the ACC championship. This should be good. I haven't heard this yet. Dabo Swinney talking about Clemson, and this is probably a woe-is-me statement by him.
It always is.
Tired of it.
It always is.
Tired of it.
Never gets the credit he deserves.
Gosh.
It's a very deep league. And, you know, 10 teams make bowls.
He's talking about the ACC.
Yes. Can win, and they've had winning seasons. So
deep.
I think that kind of speaks for itself. But, you know, again, it's our league never gets the credit. Our league never gets.
You're not
ranked.
Doesn't
matter what we do. It's been that way forever.
Our no, league it hasn't.
Forever.
A lot of recognition for what's happened. But we've been very successful as a league. You know, three out of the last six national championships.
Fact.
And, you know, so I know.
What's his bonus for getting in the playoffs? That's what this is all about.
Oriented, who's ranked what and this and that. Who knows? You don't play everybody. You know, it's a lot of hypotheticals. But I just know what I know. And I know what reality is, not what people tell me. I know what reality is. And this is a very good league. I've been in it a long time.
The league this year sucked. There's no two ways about it.
Fact.
It was awful. I can make an argument the AAC was better in a lot of ways. There's a lot of teams.
That's here. Not that difficult of an argument
no,
this year.
It isn't.
It's really not.
It isn't.
Apart
you don't think
from-
Cincinnati and Memphis could compete in that league and Temple in the ACC this year? Absolutely could have.
Where would SMU finish on
SMU?
The other side 14? Of the ACC?
They would have won it.
They would absolutely.
They would have won
three
it.
Teams from the AAC.
Four teams, really. I put Temple in there, too.
And we haven't even said UCF.
I know.
Right.
I know. That's five.
In a down year, UCF.
The ACC is bad. When Miami, when Florida State can't hold up their end of the bargain, when Virginia Tech is still rebuilding for like a seventh year in a row, it's just a bad league right now. There's nothing wrong with it, Dabo. You go out, you're a 28-point favorite. If you win by three, you're getting into the playoff.
Right.
Like, so just go out there and handle your business, but don't sell us this line of crap that the ACC is every bit the conference the Big Ten and the SEC is. It's a lie.
Fine, he was all over Monroe this week.
He said,
get this guy a pacifier, get him in a timeout, and let him just stew a little bit. It's so ridiculous. I used to like him. Now I don't like him.
I'm just like,
enough already. And you might win the whole thing again, but stop saying your conference going out of your way. To overemphasize how good your conference is. It's not good.
Now,
the AAC, in my opinion, overall, better conference this year than the ACC.
I understand what he's doing, though.
Oh,
like all great coaches, he's using the media to dictate the narrative and get a message across to his players that you don't take Virginia light on Saturday.
And cash your six-figure bonus if you make the college football playoff.
So I understand that.
Yeah.
But there's a way to do it where you don't come off sounding like that.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the SEC championship game, LSU and Georgia.
Why, Craig? It's the same thing in the ACC. Virginia Clemson has the same juice that Georgia and LSU has, according to one Dabo Swinney.
Not fact.
Gosh. Remember 2 years ago it was, oh, shucks, man, Alabama. I'm happy to be on the same bus as them, dude. Get out of here, Dabo.
Meanwhile, here's Ed Ogeron.
I like your attitude, son.
Ed Ogeron, I'm not buying all the hype from Chris. I'm not buying the college football playoff hype before the SEC championship game.
Ed, are you confident that no matter what happens Saturday that you are in the playoff?
No. I ain't thinking about it. Uh-uh. I'm not buying into that at all. We got to win. I don't know if we got to win to get in the playoffs or not. That's not. I'm not even talking about that. Our goal is to beat Georgia and win the SEC, and then let's see what happens. So that's not coming into play. We're not talking about that, and we're not even considering it right now.
All right. Now, yeah. Pete Shepard, this next soundbite from Kirby Smart is for you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Kirby Smart, not scared to get tricky or call a fake.
I think you just work on things. You're always looking for an advantage. I mean, no different than Jeff Collins and then last week with Georgia Tech. You're saying that if I get an opportunity to steal a possession because I think someone's unsound or not ready for something, then you try to give your kids a chance to win. I mean, you saw it last week in Auburn and Alabama. I mean, it was not a trick play. It was a maneuver to get an extra possession, and they gained an extra possession at the right time, and that's big. So I think anytime you can find some advantage, some ability to do that, it's important to do it. It's got to be calculated. You got to understand why you're doing it, and you hopefully going to be successful at it. Otherwise, it doesn't look real good.
Now, I'm assuming the person what that response came from a question that was brought up something of this ilk of a coach last year when you had your fake punt that backfired against Alabama. Something along the lines, have you learned from that, or would you know if you're in the same scenario came up again, would you do that? And I'm sure there was something like that.
You would think.
It should be no.
All right, don't forget to.
I'm all for trick plays. You just got to have the right time.
Got to use them at the right time.
There are trick plays, then there are stupid plays. Yeah. Like having your backup quarterback as the up man on a punt from the 50-yard line on 4th and 10 against a defense who's waving their arms because they know that the quarterback doesn't play the up man spot.
Fact.
And my team won that game.
Mm-hmm.
Good call, Kirby.
Good job, Kirby.
I got a driver off of that call as well, actually.
Oh, you did?
I did get a driver off.
Yep. That's right. How's that working for you?
Oh, fantastic. Jeff really loved the M6. Jeff over there at Stony Brook, by the way.
Jeff Nixon, yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to him every Sunday, 8 to 10, right here on 99.3 ESPN.
Nice tie-in.
Nice.
Tonight, you can listen to the Pac-12 Championship with Utah and Oregon, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Creel Tractor, and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. Come back.
Oh, wait, real quick. This is Ed Ogeron, Joey Burrow.
My bad. I forgot.
That's right. Ed Ogeron.
The real Ed Ogeron.
Joey Burrow's phone got broken, but.
I read this.
This is cool. This is Ed earlier, Coach O earlier today.
All right.
I'll give you an example. Derek Panansky, who does a tremendous job for us, told me last night that Joe's mom and daddy was calling for him, and he wouldn't answer the phone, wanted to know what's going on. Well, Joe's phone broke. And the mom and dad said, we're going to get you. And he said, I don't need a phone. I got a game to play this week. So that goes to show you the focus, the leadership of that young man, on what he's done. So I think he's fine.
That's awesome.
It's like, I got a radio show to prepare for. I don't need my phone right now.
Mama and daddy.
It's such a Southern thing.
I love that. I love it.
It's probably an NCAA infraction for his parents to buy him a phone the week of a game or something. I don't know.
something like that, right?
Probably some stupid little clause in there.
Yeah. All right. So that's our coverage of college football. All right. Good job. Actual sports. I like it. 5 o'clock hour. You never know what's going to happen.
When we come back, is Die Hard or is a Christmas movie or not?
Might as well.
I got nothing else.
All right.
I'm telling you.
Unless you want to talk about who can become the next head coach of the New York Knicks now that David Fizdale is out.
I'm not feeling a lot of interest from the people out there on that.
They're, what, 4-18?
I don't think they're 4-18 because I think the Warriors are the 4-win team with the worst. Well.
Hold on. NBA standings. Eastern Conference. 4-18. 15.
Wow, that's solid.
The Warriors are 4-19.
That's worse.
About I think to we make get, a run.
I think we, you can start counting down, Craig.
Thank you.
To the 34.
Thank you.
You're getting real close.
Getting close. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're enjoying your commute on the way home. And a well-deserved weekend right around the corner. Championship weekend. I want to get to, in a minute, Pete, you looked up the price of tickets for some of these conference championships. But first, just a follow-up to the soundbite we played from Jerry Jones swearing on the radio and getting kicked off of his... I guess hung up on his radio.
Well, here's what happened. The station's PD, program director, confirmed the disconnect, saying Jones did not hang up. After being reconnected, Jones said he understands the fans' frustration with both him and coach Jason Garrett, but the owner said it may not help to move on from Garrett at this time. Quote, you've got to remember that when you quit on your coach, then you quit on yourself because we're all part of this, Jones told the radio station. Think about that, which is Jerry, again, saying what he can't do it. He can't do it because it's part of him. He will look like a failure.
So he's stubborn.
Yes. Yeah. He says, when you have as many things that were off kilter as we had last night, you've got a nice litany of places to start to correct.
We're running out of time here. Season's over in 3 weeks.
But when he says, you've got to remember that when you quit on your coach, then you quit on yourself. Because we're all part of this. So what are you going to do, Jerry? Never fire anybody, a coach in your life? You have.
Again, he does not have to fire Jason Garrett. He is under contract next season, so he can simply move on.
Yeah, it could be that simple. All right, Pete Shepard, let's do a little switch of gears here. If I wanted to go to the SEC championship tomorrow.
My day, I could walk up and pay a buck.
That's not the case today.
No.
If I wanted to drive up to Hotlanta.
Well, I'll tell you, in order.
Is it Atlanta or New Orleans?
No, it's in Atlanta.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me guess on this one. Georgia being in the SEC title game going to up the price, but it is their third year in a row.
Hold on. Let me set the parameters here. So before the Power 5 schools, Power 5 title games, from least expensive to most expensive, what do you think they are? Start with the least expensive.
Pac-12.
Okay. How much did the ticket? You guys get one guess.
Under $100.
Yeah.
I'll go 90.
I'll
go 80.
I'm going to go 65.
$32.88.
Oh, what a steal.
I told you it's going to be empty tonight.
And
it's going to be empty and raining.
Yeah.
That's going to be a debacle. On ABC tonight.
It's going to be a good game.
Hopefully it's a good game, yeah.
Or just listen to it here on 99.3 ESPN and imagine a lot of people.
Bingo. What do you think the second cheapest ticket is?
Second cheapest, I'm going to go ACC.
Okay.
Which is in Charlotte.
How much do you think there?
I'll go 45, 50.
Go. Are we right? By the way, is the ACC the next?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna go $48.
Wow.
Both close. $46.77.
I was gonna go 45 actually, but I said nah.
$46.77.
Nice. Okay, then. So now we're left with the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC.
Yeah.
Big 12.
Big 12 would be next.
Yeah.
No, it would actually be the Big 10.
No. So the Big 10. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
So I'm stunned.
Getting ticket price for Power
5. With Ohio State just to
75?
Drive away?
What's your guess? Chris says 75. What's your guess? This game's being played at...
I think it's Lucas Oil, right?
Yeah, it's at Indianapolis.
Yes.
Layup for Ohio State fan to travel. They travel well.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin fan will come down for it. I'm shocked. I'll throw out $65.
Chris, you said what?
75.
No. Incredibly, a very reasonable $49.89.
Oh, gosh. $50 to get
in the door? Empty seats.
Only $3.12 more than the ACC.
Okay, then so next would be the Big 12.
Yes.
Because in the Big 10, apparently, doesn't mean more. Okay.
That's the SEC slogan, which is exactly why it's the most expensive conference championship game. So back to number two on this list, which is the Big 12, Baylor and Oklahoma in Jerry's World.
Yep.
A lot of seats.
Oh, this is a pretty good regional battle. I mean, people will come down from Oklahoma and Baylor.
Oh, yeah.
But how many Baylor fans are there? Well, you know what? That's a bad question because it's their first time there. So it doesn't matter.
And it's an easy drive.
I don't know the state of Texas. So
yeah, how far
I'll take
is Baylor from
it.
Jerry's World?
It's short. It's like
hours,
right?
Baylor's in Waco.
Yeah, so. It's under four. Yeah, it's under four. It's right down I-35.
So it's here to Gainesville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And Oklahoma will travel for that game.
They always travel for that game.
There's nothing else
but
to
do. But you get into these situations where, like Clemson and Alabama last year, the fans weren't willing to shell out the big bucks because, you know,
they got bored.
The bucket list item, it's been checked.
Yeah, that's true.
They've paid the big bucks. They don't want to do it again. Right. I'm going to say this is another reasonable ticket. I'm going to go lower than – I'll say $65 to get in the door.
I'm going
to
up the ante to $55
and 96 cents.
Wow.
For the Big 12 championship.
Then the SEC, Georgia Dome, Georgia in it.
Yeah.
LSU in it for the first time since 2011.
And they travel like crazy.
They travel very well.
I'm going to really up the ante here.
I am too.
I'm going to say 200 plus.
Oh, no. You're way off base.
Am
I was thinking 100.
Really? Okay.
Right around there. And I'm probably a little too high. It's probably, I'm going to change it. I'm going to say 90.
Okay.
Chris, I don't like your attitude. Craig, I like your attitude.
Really?
$255 and 76 cents.
Bob Barker, come on down. The price is right.
And I think that's a cheap ticket. I think that's because I think they go by the
that's the cheapest ticket,
The title is from Darren Revelle, the get-in price.
I'm stunned the Big Ten was at number two.
$255 and 76 cents is the cheapest ticket you can get in.
$255.
You know what? Buckeye fan is saving its money for the playoffs. They're not going to the conference championship.
Can you blame them?
No, listen, hey, money's tight.
Sorry, Badgers.
Yeah.
But can you blame them?
Yeah, it's a three-score favorite.
Their closest game this year was 11 to Penn State, which we're getting a lot of texts that the coach there, Franklin.
Yeah, I guess.
Contract extension.
Through 2025?
Yes. What I heard? I heard another little fun little tidbit today. So Southern Cal, who pronounced it Clay Helton is safe and he's going to come back next year.
Bad move.
But the reason why, apparently they were having contract discussions quietly with Bob Stoops.
Really?
And they broke off, and then that's when they made their public announcement that they're going to stay with Clay Helton. And remember, the president already said, we're not going after Urban Meyer.
Bob Stoops would go there?
I was stunned to hear
that. That doesn't seem very Bob Stoopy.
Yeah, I know.
Unless he's going to...
Maybe I need a second source on this, but I did read that this morning.
He's going to leave the XFL to go there? Maybe he has something... I don't know. Maybe he can't get out of his contract. Well, if he talked to them, obviously he can.
Yeah.
I don't know what his deal is with the XFL.
I don't know.
Hey, the last little thing here. Let's see. How about this to close out?
All right.
These are the 10 best college football teams against the spread this year.
Oh! I know the best team against the spread. I looked this up earlier this week, actually. It's a team from the MAC.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
I thought it was Toledo.
Nope.
Yeah, I thought we did this before.
Wait, no, I thought they were 9.
This is new. This just came out 3 hours ago.
All right. Are we starting at 10 or 9 or 1?
I will give you number 10.
All right.
Is a Power 5 school from the Big 12.
Ohio State?
No.
Big 12, sorry. Baylor.
Oklahoma State.
No, but they are ninth.
Oh. Then I'll say Oklahoma.
No, they're not in it.
And he said Baylor, Texas Tech.
Oh, no, who said Baylor?
I said Baylor.
Oh, sorry, Baylor, yes.
Hey.
8-4.
All right.
8-4.
All right.
Now remember, everybody else is going to be better than 8-4.
Okay.
In fact, everybody else is Oklahoma State is ninth at 8-3-1, and everybody else on this list is 9-3.
All right. Tell you what, we're getting to be late on time. Why don't you tell us up to number four, and we'll guess the top three.
All right. So number 10 is Baylor, 8-4 against the spread. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma State's 9, 8-3-1.
Okay.
Oregon State is 9-3, and all the rest. Kansas State is 9-3. Louisiana Lafayette is 9-3. Utah is 9-3.
Utes.
Then
Utah.
Auburn. I mean, they're all the tie. Auburn, Kentucky, Clemson, Ohio State, all 9-3
against the spread.
Yep.
All right. So the top three:
Ohio State, Clemson, Kentucky. But they're all tied. They're all tied.
I got
so.
You. I see what you're saying. All right.
Cool.
Well, interesting little dangler there because Utah's playing in a couple hours against Oregon in the rain in Santa Clara.
They will lose.
In front of an empty stadium.
No.
No?
Be a few people.
Yeah, there'll be some people. Tickets are what? $40?
No, $32.88.
$32.88. Very good. All right.
Imagine parking will be more than the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Slam dunk. It will be. All right, don't forget, we've got that Pac-12 championship game tonight, Utah and Oregon, right here on Chris, what's the pregame airtime on that? 7:30?
Seven.
Oh, man,
whoa.
It changes times. Jeez. It's hard to keep track. 7.
6:59.
Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Krill Tractor, and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. And don't forget, tomorrow, triple header.
Central Michigan was the team I was thinking of. They finished 9-2-1 against the spread this year.
Really? Because it's, I just,
you have different sources.
Mine's Sportsline.
See, I thought that was funny when I did, but Sedcup, mine was.
Central Michigan, they finished 9-2-1 against the spread, and they finished Akron finished last at 1-11 against the spread.
Oh, the Zips going anyway,
we know that, yeah.
Huh, there you go.
All right, don't forget triple header tomorrow, Big 12, SEC, and Big 10 championships right here on 99.3
this
ESPN.
This came from Barstool Bets. The 10 best CFB.
Great follow, by the way.
The 10 best CFB teams against the spread this
season.
If
you like just learning how to learn more about the game through handicapping, watch Portnoy, Big Cat, and Stu Finer's Sunday morning NFL show. Hilarious.
By the way,
it's about a half hour. It's
Miami
fantastic.
Heat are a perfect 5-0 against the spread following a loss. They're in action tonight.
Oh, I'm all over that.
They're undefeated at home as well.
I'm already all over this game.
They're favored by 9.
It's a good spot for Miami.
I'm with it. What you got is next. Sheba to Shepherd on a Friday. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheman and Shepherd.
You know where you can watch the Pac-12 championship? Go to Twin Peaks.
Yeah, baby.
Check it out. Getting ready to start just a little bit. Get your dinner, get your drink on, get your weekend going right at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. All right, let's see what I have in my old bag of tricks here for today. On this date in history. In 1973, Pete Shepard, did you know this? The National League voted to move the San Diego Padres to Washington, D.C., but obviously it never happened. The actual vote was on to do it.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
The D.C. Padres?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first year of the D.H.
No, it doesn't.
So the Padres have just struggled as an organization for their entire lives, I guess.
You know, Padre means father.
Father. Spanish. Espanol. 1992. Jerry,
have that on Wikipedia. No,
Jerry Rice caught his record 101st touchdown at a 27-3 win over the Dolphins. Spins down at Candlestick Park. Happy birthday, Otto Graham, if you were still alive, 1921. Let's see here. Larry Boa, born in 1945. Robbie Gould, born in 1982. He's gold.
Gold, Jerry.
We lost Honus Wagner on this day in 1955.
Still the most expensive baseball card.
You have a
card.
Baseball card of him. Hang on to it. Or sell it. It's worth about $3 million.
Like, just sell it at this point.
It's worth $3
million. How much more is it going to get?
Pete Rozelle died in 1996. The Kamish. Wow. That's what I got. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, again, in case you missed it earlier today, Antonio Brown issued a massive apology again for his off-the-field behavior, but there's one huge problem with his mea culpa. Once again, it is unclear what he's specifically apologizing for.
Is it grammatically correct? Is it him?
Yeah, as Rosenhaus, I think, might have helped. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize to my family, friends, and anyone who I offended.
That's everybody.
I never once meant to make anyone feel like I wasn't thankful and appreciative of the opportunity that was afforded to play the game. Now, he doesn't get into the – forget the furniture gate when he threw furniture off his building in Miami, right outside of South Beach. And
he'd rather everyone forget that.
Forget about the names of the children that he texted in the phone. Remember that debacle with that nonsense? I mean.
I forgot about that, so thank you.
Yeah.
He didn't bring that up, though.
No, I'm serious. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh.
This is sincere.
So, Antonio Brown, you will not be playing in the National Football League this year.
Mark Jackson trending big has...
Now what?
People want him to be the next head coach of the Knicks. It's Fizdale got
that's not the first time they
don't
that's
take
happened.
That job. You kidding me?
Yeah. All right, Chris, what you got? You got some sort of stone cold possibility of the night?
Yep. Last night gave you a loser. told you to go with the Raptors +2.5 or -2.5. Anyway, they lost by like 10.
Yeah.
So I got a whole weekend of games to pick from right here.
Okay.
I feel really good about this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to tomorrow.
All right.
So take the night off.
Really?
Although I really like Utah tonight as well.
I
but
love
anyway,
Utah.
I really like Utah tonight. I love Oklahoma -9 against Baylor. CeeDee Lamb back on the field for Oklahoma. That defensive coordinator there for Oklahoma figured out what Baylor was doing in the second half at Baylor.
Mm.
Line mistake. It's a line mistake.
It's a big number.
Possibly. You got to jump on it when Vegas makes a line mistake.
Okay.
They made a line mistake here.
I agree with you. And I think they look, well, even though I picked Baylor, but that's a game I wouldn't necessarily. But they made a line mistake on the Ohio State. If you want to, for me, the lock.
I like
the
Ohio State pick as
Ohio
well.
Ohio State minus 16 or 16 and a half, even 17. I think that line should have been up to 20 plus.
I also think, the boxer, Anthony Johnson.
Yeah.
Minus 200, minus 210.
Yeah.
That's a really good return on investment, I think, as well.
All mm-hmm. right.
As Gabe said, lightning doesn't strike twice.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I like Oregon in the over today.
Yeah, we're different. Well, 2 days in a row that we differ. Yeah,
yep.
You got the total last night. Yep. I got the team last night. Yep. That's all right.
All right.
I'm with you on the over tonight as well, though.
Yeah.
I like Utah on the over.
I like the over. All right, there we go. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman.
Hold on just 1 second.
Huh? What? How much?
Hold on.
Well, you
I know I gave you 30.
30 seconds ago you said 30.
It was more like 45 because you were staring at me and I just wanted to stop the eye contact. Yes.
Now it's time to go.
I don't like that attitude, boy.
I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. Now, I'm not going to mess with you. Just, have a great weekend.
Time to jack with
I'm
you
fantastic.
Anymore.
God bless America, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.